From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to issue regulations on National Capital's Governing Authority. Minister Yasona Lauli reiterates importance of border security. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo will issue a presidential regulation on the governing authority of the new national capital. This was confirmed by the Presidential Staff Office expert staff Wandi Tutorong in a video retrieved from the office in Jakarta on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, he further said the government is currently conceiving the structure of the national capital authority and a presidential regulation will be issued for this proposed. He also affirmed that the presidential regulation will ensure good governance for the national capital. The expert staff emphasized everyone has understood the principle of good governance and its importance, and the government has considered this factor as well. However, the government must also waive the importance of public participation at present. Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Lauli drew attention of the ministry's officials to the importance of border security to safeguard local economic and social development in border areas. As reported by Antara, Minister Lauli noted in a written statement in Jakarta on Wednesday that border security must be targeted to encourage and expedite development in border regions. He also noted that Indonesia shares a land border with Malaysia in the north, Papua New Guinea in the east, and Timor-Leste in the south, as well as maritime borders with some Asian countries and Australia. Deputy Speakers of the House of Representatives DPR Mohaimin Iskandar has urged the government to devise financing plans for the construction of the new capital to avoid straining the state budget. The government must be consistent in its stand on not placing a great burden on the state budget for the new national capital construction. This was stated by Iskandar in response to the government's plan to utilize the state budget and a portion of the National Economic Recovery Fund for the new capital's construction in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He also urged the government to calculate the total funds needed for the new capital's construction with prudence and to devise short and long-term funding strategies for the process. The development of Indonesia's new capital city, IKN, will prioritize the construction of basic infrastructure, especially water management facilities. This was stated by head of the task force for the new IKN's infrastructure developments, Danis Sumadilaga, escorted by Antara on Wednesday. He further said that the construction of basic infrastructure is definitely a priority in every development planning, especially the construction of the new IKN. The development of water management facilities at the new IKN will be focused on flood control management through the construction of regional drainage and ensuring that raw water sources for the new IKN can be fulfilled in stages. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. President Joe Biden predicted on Wednesday that Russia will make a move on Ukraine, saying Russia would pay dearly for a full-scale invasion, but suggesting there could be a lower cost for a minor incursion. As reported by Reuters.com, Biden's comment at the White House news conference injected uncertainty into how the West would respond should Russian President Vladimir Putin order an invasion of Ukraine, prompting the White House later to seek to clarify what Biden's meant. Biden also said that Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and the U.S. ends up having to fight about what to do and what not to do. Australia's government stated that the first aircraft carrying humanitarian supplies for Tonga departed from Australia and New Zealand after the runway on the Pacific Islands airport was cleared of ash. As reported by Reuters.com, an Australian Globemaster aircraft left Brisbane this morning carrying aid and confirmed Tonga's airport had opened. The Australian High Commission in Tonga said on its Facebook page that Australia had provided $1 million Australian for the recovery effort, and two Royal Australian Air Force aircraft will arrive in Tonga today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fighting for his job in a row over gatherings at his official residence allegedly in breach of his own COVID lockdowns rules. As reported by BBC.com, in perilous moment for his leadership, Johnson is accused of misleading the public and parliament about drinks parties that took place at 10 Downing Street in London. He is not only facing calls to resign from a position as politician, but a revolt among members of his own Conservative Party. On top of the revelation about potentially COVID-breaching gatherings, he has faced pressures on other fronts too, including funding for a flat refurbishment and a row last year in which his government. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on synergizing people's market competitiveness.
Voice of Indonesia.
People's market have an important role in Indonesia, namely developing and growing people's economic growth and creating jobs. People's market are also a place for social and cultural interactions. Currently, according to Statistics Indonesia's BPS, some 16,235 people's market are not able to compete with modern markets. Even amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the people's market became even more sluggish. Data from Indonesian Market Traders Association, as quoted from Compass.com, showed some 5 million or 12 million or 43% of people's market traders in various regions were forced to close because of lacking customers during the pandemic. In such a condition, people's market development and revitalization programs received serious attention from the government. The government kept trying to revitalize the people's market. One of the aims is to enable the people's market competitiveness against modern retail so that people's economy can grow. Trade Ministry's Domestic Trade Director General Oke Nirwan, as quoted from Antara, said that the main problem in revitalizing people's economy is limited literacies or understanding about digital market implementation for traders and people's market management. Educating the traders and people's market management from market digitalization implementation is not easy. Therefore, it needs synergy cooperation by both the government institution and the private sector, as done by the Trade Minister and Education, Culture, Research and Technology Ministry. On Tuesday, the Education, Culture, Research and Technology Ministry signed a cooperation agreement on people's market strengthening and empowerment through independent campus program, as witnessed virtually by Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Makarim and Minister of Trade M. Lutfi. Through this cooperation program, students are invited to improve the management and manpower capacity of the business people in the people's market by optimizing digitalization to support the national economy. It is expected that the cooperation will give an important experience for students about working at people's market and improve the competitiveness of traders and people's market management. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on January 20, 1924, about the birth of revolutionary hero Mas Tirto Darmo Haryono. Retired Lieutenant General Mas Tirto Darmo Haryono, or better known as M.T. Haryono, was born in Surabaya, East Java, on January 20, 1924. When the independence of the Republic of Indonesia was proclaimed, Haryono joined other youths to fight for independence. The struggle was also continued by joining the People's Security Army. At the beginning of his appointment, he obtained the rank of Major. He was once the Indonesian military attaché in The Hague. M.T. Haryono was included in 6 generals who were kidnapped and killed in Lubang Buaya, Jakarta on October 1, 1965 during the G30S Rebellion. He was buried in the Hero Cemetery of Kalibata, Jakarta and awarded the title Hero of the Revolution. Next event is that in 1986, the day of Martin Luther King, J.R., was commemorated for the first time. Martin Luther King, J.R., was spokesman for the nonviolent movement for civil rights in the United States. He protested racial discrimination in federal and state laws and was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee in 1968. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was commemorated for the first time in the United States on Monday, January 20, 1986. Subsequently, the third Monday on January became a national holiday, which is around his birthday on January 15th. Martin Luther King Day is the only holiday federal government in the United States which commemorates African American figures. We end today in history with the event in 2009. The United States of America had an African-American president for the first time. Barack Hussein Obama is an U.S. politician who served as the 44th president of the United States. He was the first African-American to occupy the office. His father is from Kenya and his mother is from the United States. He was an Illinois state senator and a United States senator. On January 20, 2009, Barack Obama was sworn in as President of the United States and was re-elected in 2014. Well, listener, that was today in history, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让争取佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kita sedikit waktu. kita tak pernah mengerti.
Kau dan aku menyakiti.
Oh, pergi saja engkau pergi dariku. Biar ku bunuh perasaan untukmu. Meski berat melangkah,
listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The National Research and Innovation Agency BRIN has built a greenhouse at Cibinong Botanical Garden in Bogor, West Java, to strengthen the garden's function. Sub-coordinator of Cibinong Botanical Garden's plant collection care function, Mujahidin, as quoted in a press release in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that a greenhouse display is being developed. This greenhouse will be a controlled and secure facility for the plant, agricultural microbe and seed phenotypes. The ex-situ plant conservation at Cibinong Botanical Garden was implemented in a division based on ecological and geographical areas or ecoregion, unlike at Bogor Botanical Garden, which was based on taxonomy classification pattern. Mujahidin further explained that Cibinong Botanical Gardens includes conservation of plants from Sumatra, Java, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Maluku, Nusa Tenggara, and Papua. The visitors can learn about the plants while enjoying the lake.
Aku tak tahu kita memang tak mungkin, tapi mengapa kita selalu bertemu. Maafkan aku terlanjur mencinta. Thank you. maafkan aku terlanjur mencinta. Ternyata hati tak sanggup melupa.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Traveling to Central Sulawesi, you have to visit Taipa Beach. The location of this beach is quite strategic. Located 65 kilometers from Kendari, the capital of Central Sulawesi, this beach is visited by many tourists. Moreover, this beach has a beautiful view with a stretch of white sand. Visitors can also witness the endemic bird of Sulawesi, Maleo, which flies here and there. To enter this beach, you only charge an entrance ticket worth 10,000 rupiah per person. In the local language, Taipa means manga. And because there are indeed many manga trees around the beach, here you can relax while looking at the beautiful view of Mount Gawalise from a distance. In addition, you can also choose various tourism activities such as snorkeling or diving. Beautiful coral reefs and various types of fish can be seen only 50 meters from the beach. Taipa Beach is also equipped with various facilities such as prayer room, bathrooms and restaurants. There are also several gazebos to relax. If visitors want to spend at night, there are inns with rental rates per night ranging from 100,000 to 200,000 rupiah. Taipa Beach also offers hills for those of you who are adventurous. From the height of the hill, you can see the beautiful panorama of the Sea of Taipa Beach. In addition, Taipa Beach has also a cave, namely Golo Oti Cave, which means dry current. In this cave, there is an ancient tomb of a character named Lhasa Lama. Supposedly, this cave is considered sacred. Therefore, many local residents enter the cave to ask for blessings.
Berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tubuh buatku bahagia.
yang kau inginkan. Apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu.
Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku
yang telah lama terpendam.
Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu.
Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hati buatku bahagia.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, according to research conducted by International Living Magazine, Bali in Indonesia is included in the list of the 25 best places across countries for retirees to live in. The research is entitled The Annual Global Retirement Index 2022, which was released on January 1, 2022. International Living compiled a list of places in the world which have the highest scores and are considered the most suitable for retirees to live in. This means that living in these places tends to be able to make retired life a healthier and happier life by spending less and getting more benefits or positive things. Each year, assessors use a worldwide network of editors, correspondents, and contributors to gather a variety of information. Therefore, rankings and scores are determined based on 10 categories, namely the first aspect, housing. This category looks at the value of housing and the ease of buying or renting a house in a country or place. Second, there are benefits and discounts. In some countries, a retiree can get discounts for many things, from air tickets, food, electricity, to public transportation. Third, there are visas and residence. This includes the ease of obtaining permanent residence, tax imposed on income, and the availability of special housing options for retirees. Fourth, it's entertainment. This category looks at the ease and comfort for retirees to live in a country and the ease of adapting there. In addition, there are amusement activities such as museums, exhibition, and many others. Furthermore, the fifth category is development. As a retiree, he or she, of course, looks at the most important things, the progress of access or facilities in the surrounding environment. Sixth category is the climate. In this category, rainfall, temperature, and humidity are accessed moderately. Seventh point is healthcare. In this assessment, the factors that are seen are the quality and price of health services. Eighth point is governance. Several things are accessed, such as the existence of a stable and safe environment, the right to personal freedom, the level of bureaucracy, the banking system, and so on. Ninth category is opportunity. This factor is the level of ease of local authorities in supporting small businesses or other employment sectors. The last one is cost of living. This category assesses the estimated monthly cost budget. In the list of the best places across 25 countries for retirees, Bali in Indonesia is ranked 16th, just below Malaysia and above Sri Lanka and Vietnam. This assessment resulted in Bali's average score of 69, only 3 points different from Malaysia in 15th place. The third place was occupied by Panama. That's miscellany.
Aku berjalan di dalam kesendirian. Aku mencoba tak mengingatmu dan mengenangmu. Aku telah hancur lebih dari berkeping-keping karena cintaku, karena rasaku yang tulus padamu. Begitu dalamnya aku terjatuh dalam kesalahan rasa ini.
meskipun harus terlalu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Today we're going to reminisce with a song from Rafika Duri entitled Gelora Asmara. The song was released on the album Tiada Kau Sadari in 1984. The song tells the story of someone who is in love and he hopes that his love will last forever. Listener, here is Rafika Duri with the song Gelora Asmara.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sebening embun
Listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.